at this school called Scruggs Elementary. And it was on South Grand. It's closed down now. But I was teaching a class on drug-free prevention. And then me and this teacher, we just start rapping about how good God is. And, you know that them conversations where it's just getting real good. And, you know, won't he do it? Yes, he will. And we were just talking and talking. And then I remember, oh man, it's so vividly, this siren going off in the school. And it was like a cold blue or cold whatever, but I don't remember. But all the kids started putting the shades down, and the teacher locked the door. And all that. I said, what's going on? And she said, that's the sirens of, and back then, it was about 9 years ago, that's where it was a lot of people coming into the school, shooting the schools up and stuff like that. And that's what happened. Somebody was outside Scruggs Elementary with a gun. And I mean, everybody was in so much fear. Even the teacher was like, yo, come on, we got prayer, we got And we was like, oh, what's going on? And I just remember the Lord just had me meditate all that day about how he has preserved my life. I am probably only tell one or two people about the story. I remember when I was a kid and I was playing by the sewer. And one time, I fell in the sewer. I didn't fall in, but I fell in and I grabbed the sewer with the edge of my fingers. And I haven't told anybody about the story for real, probably about one or two people, because it was a miracle that happened that day. God got me out of that sewer. And I felt something push me out that sewer into the ground. And the only time I probably told somebody with, they kind of looked at me like, ah, oh, that's probably it was something. I was a little kid back then. But I knew it was an angel that was protecting me. I knew it was something supernatural that I couldn't explain, even as a little kid, when I almost fell in the sewer. And that day, when we had that cold whatever, that was what I was thinking about all day. So when the teacher was kind of panicking and everything, I was chill. I was relaxed. I was calm. I was like, okay. And everybody had to get under a desk or something like that. I was just getting, the only thing I was really thinking about is going, man, I'm going to miss getting off getting my quiz notes, Sam. That's what I like to think about. Actually, I ain't lying on quiz notes and stuff back then. But I was just thinking about my sandwich. But hope it never crossed my mind that something was going to happen to me. And I said, after that situation, Lord, what was that? That was supernatural. I couldn't, if you actually think about what was happening and end up catching the guy, I was like, I couldn't do that in my own strength. I couldn't do that in my own power. And Lord told me, he said, that whole day, you was feeding off of me. You was feeding off of my love. You was feeding off of my protection. Then by the time this situation came and hit you, guess what happened? My word responded. See, we think that, oh yeah, we're going to respond. No. If you feed your heart faith, when you don't need it, your heart will feed the world faith when you do need it. You see, yesterday I had a good breakfast with my man Devin. We went to, what's that place called? City Diner. And then my cousin Courtney had a going away party, and I ate good some turkey ribs. I ain't never had no turkey ribs before. And I was full yesterday. But this morning when I woke up, I was hungry again. My stomach was, man. Because yesterday's food was for yesterday. God says, I'm new every morning. I got something new for you. You can't eat yesterday's food.
Let's go.
I mean, it's a dog dance, whatever, but you can only know him so much. He got something for you right here. Right now. You know, with the Israelites, every time they used to take the manna and try to save it for the next day, they couldn't do it. Because the manna was spoiled and they would try to hold over because there was so much manna. It was so much that it was like, man, let's just stock up this manna. and this is holding for the rest of my life, and then the time tomorrow comes, guess what? You have to depend on new manna. Manna means heavenly food. And when you depend on Christ, see, he's a present help. He's not a yesterday help. He's not a tomorrow help. He's a today help. Well, I'm going to try to do it like I did it in 19. Nah. I may have you do it a different way in 2016. It's going to be the same word, though. But you have to get new things from God. Because when he speaks to you, it's going to be a peace that takes over your heart. When I was talking to a lady, she's like, I don't know, we were just talking about how good God is. You see me panicking and stuff. And I'm, you know, watching CNN about these people coming in school. With these. I said, don't beat yourself up. Just feed your heart. Feed your heart love. It's this song that hits my heart. And Michelle had brought it to my memory. I used to sing that, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. See, this is the part. God will do what he said he will do. He will stand by his word. He'll see you through. He'll see you through. See, we think we got to see us through. He will show you the light. He will show you the path. He will show you, and he will protect you. When that angel picked me out that sewer, it ain't have nothing to do with me, but it had everything to do with his goodness and his mercy. I used to preach messages about you got to be conscious of God. You got to be conscious. But let me tell you something. God is conscious of you. He says he knows the numbers of your hair. I know I don't got many. Me and Urban's fading away. But he knows the number on your hair. That's why Abraham's, who is God that he is mindful of me? Abraham, David, one. Who is God that he is thinking about me? He is thinking about the numbers on my hair. He got each one of them numbered. That means he is conscious of you. He is involved in your life. And not only that, but he cares for you. Amen? Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence for what? For out of it springs forth the issues of life. It's not about what happens to you. It's about what you see. One of my good friends that got fired last year and from one of the biggest phone companies. If I say the name of the phone company, you'll know it. But when I talked to him, I said, are you going to be all right, bro? I know you know, they did you wrong and stuff. And he said, Wendell, his word says, I am the head and not the tail.
Let's go!
He says, don't give my heart permission to respond to the world.
Come on.
He says, I'm rooted and I've been soaking in this way before they fired me.
Come on.
You see, what was speaking through him was not his word, it was the word hitting his heart. Why? Because he's been investing this. Invest in it. Invest in it. And guess what? The word is coming up now. The word will come and aggressively attack that situation that you've been dealing with. If you feed your heart, faith, if you feed your heart that God's going to take care of you, each and every situation that comes into your life is a new opportunity to experience Christ. So it's about what you put in. And then next thing you know, my brother, he got a couple of vans now, amen. And he started his own business. He says, Wendell, I'm making twice as much as I got fired from that job last year.
Overflow.
You see, did something bad happen to him? Yes. But it's not about what happens to you. It's about what's in your heart.
All right.
this I was reading this morning in Ecclesiastes 9. He says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. What does that mean? Everybody has a chance in life. But when they hit you, what do you see? It's not about you being strong. It's not about you being the wisest or the smartest. It's about when this thing hits you, when this opportunity hits you, do you see opportunity? If you have been feeding your heart faith, you say, man, this is a new opportunity to discover new things that God wants me to do. Or when it hits you. See, you can look at rain as two different ways. How many of y'all remember that scripture? It rains on the just and the unjust. When I was under thinking of God and his only of his judgment, he do have a judgment, God. But the judgment is for those who don't believe. Amen. It rains on just. I used to see that scripture as, yeah, everybody gonna get rained on. I never saw that scripture as, no, that rain is gonna water this grass and it's gonna grow up a crop. I never looked at it as a positive thing. You see, he looked at that thing because he's been investing in, I'm the head and not the tail. When he got fired, he says, I've been looking at what God's word says, and God said, I'm gonna reveal something new. Why? Because I ain't got no other options. This is what I've been investing in. You invest your heart in God's word. You don't have no other option but go to the top. Your heart won't allow it. You can't see nothing but victory. I can't see loss. I can't.
Come on.
I can't believe. You're going to lose all this time with no, I ain't. Even if I lose, I'm learning.
Yeah.
And even if this situation is a loss, I am not a loss. It's an event that happened in my life, and it's not me. That's why it's hard to bring correction to people.
Say that.
Can't bring correction if you think that you're the loser. This event is the thing that lost. How can we make this event that just happened in your life a little bit better? But if you say, that person is a loser, you think you're the loser. No, you're never the loser in Christ. I ain't strong enough, Wendell. I ain't wise enough. I ain't rich enough. You got Christ, the Holy Spirit, living inside of you. I remember this lady came, and I sold her a GPS system. And when I sold it to her, I sold it to her for $15. She came back to me, and then she's like, man, the GPS, it don't hold charge. And I didn't know that at the time, man. She said, so what you gonna do? I said, it don't hold no charge. What do you mean? She said, it just don't hold no charge. Every time I hook it up, and I hooked it up, I seen that she was lying to me. It didn't hold charge no longer than 10 seconds. And I just sat back, and this is about 2 years, 3 years ago, I just looked at the GPS. And she said, what are you doing? I said, this is going to work out. And she looked at me and said, okay. What you mean it's going to work? I said, this is going to work out. I know this is going to work out. I promise to God. 30 seconds later, this guy walked in. Hey, man, is that a GPS system? I said, yeah, yeah. I said, but it don't hold no charge, though. Man, listen. Bro, $30. I'll get that off your head right now. I need a GPS bag. I looked at it, and she looked at me, and I said, you want this one? I said, I'll give it to you for $20. Yeah, right. And then he's like, yeah, yeah, I'll get it for $20. Got it for $20, gave her money back. Everything is worked out peacefully. But this is the whole situation, my life. And this is something you have to learn. When you have been feeding off the manner of life, you don't allow yourself to see something that has hit you in a devastating way, maybe. As this is the time I'm gonna go back. I can't do it anymore. Even if it was a lack or a loss, guess what? God is always gonna have a come up in your life. never believe that you are down and out, because the Christ inside of you will rise up to the occasion every single time. Amen. It says in Mark 4, it says, and he said, so if the kingdom of God is as if a man should cast the seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, and he knoweth not what? How? See, this is the problem. This thing is reasoning. How is it going to happen? I don't care about how it's going to happen. Only thing I care about is what his word says about what's going to happen. If I care about what's going to happen, then that cast will choke the seed that God has placed inside of me. Didn't it say that? That the cares of this world, it's not that God stopped working. You start choking and gagging because your reasoning can't figure out how this seed is going to come up. It'll bust through concrete. It'll bust through money. It'll bust through decisions that somebody has made wrongly against you. It'll bust through you not being smart enough. God don't care about none of that stuff when the Spirit of God is within inside of you. Stop making excuses for yourself and say, Lord, let it be your will. If you said I'm the head, not the tail, there's no more negotiation. Amen. The first rule in negotiating with the devil is you don't. You don't have no conversation with the fool, because he can only see what's in front of him. But God can see something that's past. Oh my God. The design and the architect that God has placed inside of you, sometimes people may never be able to see it until you unleash it out into this earth. Me and Anthony was talking about something like that, about some designs and some stuff. Like, man, if I would have thought about that, ain't nobody else think about this. I said, Anthony, why do we think that? We was talking about this ideal I had, then next thing I know, I said, you know what? It's when we get out the way and allow God to rise it up. I said, even selfishness kills creativity. When you're just thinking about self, 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 self. And see, we just think that selfishness is, no, it's my game, it's mine. No. That's not just selfishness. It's when you believe what you believe more than God wants you to believe what he wants you to believe. He says he loves you. He says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Selfishness is saying, I'm believing what I believe, what self believe, what I've experienced in my life. That's what I believe, God. Oh, that's dangerous. Remember when we were talking about the fishing last week when they threw the nets over many times? They're believing in their experience, but if God tell you to throw that net, you better throw it. Because you're going to get a, what we call it, a breakthrough. So many times God's telling us to do things that our flesh goes, I don't know. That's not my nature. That ain't me.
Come on.
And people just pull it from us and saying, I need this, I need this, I need it. It's selfish to stay in that state. Rather than to grow. I say, you know what, God, let's go for it. And if I fall, you got my back. The armor of salvation, the head of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, feet stirred in the gospel, all the weapons that's given to you. And God, I said, you know what? What about your back? You ain't got nothing for your back. God said, I got your back. Don't worry about going backwards. Worry about going forward. Can't drive a car and look backwards in the rearview mirror at the same time. You got to go forward. You got to do what God says to do. And I'm so glad my brother started his business, man. He said, Wendell, I don't know. If you got somebody that you want me to hire, I could probably hire him later. I said, man, bro. You know what I mean? He's going to be a blessing to other people now. You know what I mean? But what happened if he would have soaked it and said, man, I can't believe what happened to me. You know, we get in our self-state. You know, then sometimes we get mad. You know, I say that Satan is the only person that can deceive you, where you get upset at yourself because you got upset. And you say, I should have been upset for being upset. It's a cycle that happens that God wants you to break you out of through his word. Amen. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, 1 Peter 1:23 said, but an incorruptible. That means that the same spirit that abides and liveth in you cannot be destroyed. That means when a perspective happens to you, even about death, Jesus said, oh, they sleeping. Why? Because it's about how you see it. If I see that, oh man, that person is never existing again. No, no, that's the wrong perception. Oh man, I got fired from this. Oh well, guess what? It's going to be an even better breakthrough happening for you. This door closed. Oh, that means that he's about to open up the roof for you. Word that feed and penetrating your heart and penetrating your heart, and then when it's time to fight, the word will do exactly what it will do. What you do, just step back and let that word do. I've done it so many times where situations have hit me, and I don't even know how I get so entangled in these arguments and stuff. And then Lord says, pull back, son, pull back. I'd be like, what? They wrong. Pull back. Let me get in. I go, sorry. God, that's your. And you know what? Sometimes when I tag God, God come back to the ropes and say, you was wrong with me. I need you to change this. See, that's what happens when you have a real conversation with God. You're not always right. He can penetrate you and say, you know what? This is a situation where I just want you to change how you talk to this person. Because when you said it, this is how they took it. And if you come this way, then this person got damaged because of this a long time ago. So you can't say this to them. This is what they saw. But I want you to say this. Holy Spirit will show you what to say, how to say it, when to say it, where to say it. He'll have the back, amen. Come on, man. I remember I was at a situation this year. Now you know I had a new job, amen. Last year, and then a new position opened up for me this year. And I was telling Keith, I said, man, I really like this position. I mean, it's me. I get to discover different parts of St. Louis. I really like it. And I felt kind of threatened because I heard that somebody else is gonna get. I was like, oh, God, I thought this was mine. I'm going to have to talk to this boss and say this and say it. And Lord says, have you learned yet? You ain't got to say nothing. He said, just keep feeding your heart and then feeding the people and doing what you do. I got this. Yes. I said, Lord, but they in position. They're about to let me go. I can't let it slip through my hands. It's like you're on an airplane and you grab and thinking that you're controlling something. And the Lord said, relax, I got this. I said, all right. So when it was time for the promotion to happen, they was going to let me know what decision they made. The boss called me in the office. Wendell, come here. I said, what's up? I thought I'm thinking I'm in trouble or something. I said, what's going on? I said, you don't even have to do that. I said, I ain't have to do what? Did you pay them money to say what they said about you? I said, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. He said, he put out this sheet of paper. He said, it's a petition here. All these names. They said, if he don't get this job, I'm stopping this program. Filled up with names saying, if women don't get this, he's the right man for the job. He's the person that needs to get this job. And if he and God don't give it to him, then I'm not doing this no more. I said, oh, Lord. I said, I did not do that. I had no, my hands were out of this.
Come on.
Man, I almost walked out of there with tears, man.
Yeah.
And I said it again. I said, God, thank you for this. He says, Wendell, what? He says, I know that was me, but my seed in itself already has this form of doing what it's going to do. He says, thank you for getting out the way. Thank you for trusting me that I was going to do this and not put your hands on it and allowing it to spring up. I don't care how long it takes, man. Never put your hands on the flesh on that situation. The seed will do in the heart what you can't do. It will break and it'll allow that seed to grow up. I was scared because it was unseen before. It was under the concrete before. But the seed in itself has an incorruptible DNA that will explode through your circumstances. You want that family member saved? Start praying for them. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray that the eyes of their understanding be open.
Amen.
And you know what I've seen in my life, the people that I've had experiences and beef with, the Lord will open up an opportunity to give to that person so they can see God. You want to know where the light is? The light is in you. It's in us. My last scripture.
It's all right. It's rich.
All right.
Hebrews 6:19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. I see this as a subconscious level. See, we come to church, dress oh so nice. Then we go home, and then, you know, we have an inner thought. But he wants that inner thought and that outer thought to match up. He wants that home life. He wants that prayer life. He wants that no weapon formed against you shall prosper to echo from the inner parts of the heart. Guess what? We can change it. We can only feed it and feed it and feed it. But you know what? It's going to be a time. As you continue to feed that seed, that seed going to break forth of itself. I just signed that petition. Other people did. Jesus was raised from the dead, not by your efforts, but God's efforts. He raised them up, the Bible said. He got up. He said, the same DNA I got, you got. And that's what takes away from you. You can do whatever you want me to do, but don't head shooting it down. I'm just going to get back up again. Can't kill me. I ain't going to do it. It's there. You can't kill me. Why? Because the spirit of life is. No matter what anybody says to you or have done to you or have violated you as a people, you are the one that decides, am I going to keep feeding my heart what God say, or am I going to keep feeding my heart what they say, or what CNN say, or what whoever, anything corrupt, amen. That scripture I forgot to hit on. It says, you shall sleep and rise night and day, and the sea shall sprout up, and he knoweth not how. Now check this part out. For the earth bring forth fruit of herself. You know, it was a time when God said, let there be light, let there be this. Then it was a time that he says, and the earth brought forth the tree, and the earth brought forth. That means when he created something, he finished it to the point where you are able to bring forth. You are his earth. And if he is invested in you, that seed will bring forth itself. First the blade, then the air, then the full corn in the air. Oh, do you mean that there is a process to this? That I don't just get it all at one time? gonna grow green to the season of green. And if you don't understand this, this is something that the devil will torment you on. Why ain't got the blood? Why ain't got the fool going in the ear? First the blade, then the ear of corn, and then the fool corn. You know how you know if something's at seed level or full grown level? If it's able to reproduce on itself, and you can go and just keep going. See what I'm saying? When Jesus said in the seventh day, he rested, he wasn't rested by our humanistic term. He didn't rest because he was tired. He was resting because it's finished for him. Everything else can grow of itself. If what you have is not able to be enough to grow of itself, it's still seed. Sow it. We thinking that, oh yeah, we got, no, you just got the blade. Let the air grow. Let the, keep sowing to that. Keep sowing. Keep sowing water. Keep sowing the word. Keep sowing water. Keep sowing the word. See, time and harvest time. Keep sowing that word. And that word will do what it says it's going to do. This is how some people get into, why does the word don't work? Because it's not you. When we have Kendra or anybody that come up here and we pray for him, it's the no, it's the scriptures that's been invested in my heart. By his right, I am here. By his right, I am here. That's releasing itself. The very first message that I've ever preached, I was downloading so much of his word inside of me, I don't know. When I got on that stage, it just came out. I'm like, where is this coming from? The Spirit. And over about 200 people came to receive Christ. Am I lying? Hundreds and hundreds of people came. Probably about 100. I ain't got no number. But I just know the womb was out in the hallways of salvation when we went there. I said, oh, what is this? I said, it's my word. It's my word. I stand by my word. My word is an anchor for the soul. When you're drifting off course and you try to get back, you ain't saved because you swam so hard back. Oh, I've been swimming, God. Lord, I'm running. Yeah. Trying to make money. You should put your whole heart into it. I'm not saying that you should. But what I'm saying is this. Put your whole heart into it. That's God's word. It's the biggest return that you've ever had. First the blade, then the gift, what is it saying? Trust the process. Whatever you have to say. Trust the process. I know you got the dreams and the vision. I'm the one who gave it to you. Trust the process. Don't cut that baby in half. I know it's yours by right, but trust the process. Give away so it returns. Hey, so it returns. Solomon told. He said, which one is the baby? Is it yours or yours? He says, well, how about if I cut it in half? And the one that really had peace in their heart for the child said, no. He said, no, you are the real one. See, what God has given you, ain't no man take out of your life. It's going to come back to you. Trust God. You have to argue with no bosses. God says, my word is dealing with their hearts. Trust the process. Lord, I give you my life.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away, have your way. One says this, lay it down. I give it unto you. I give it unto you.
That fight that you've been trying to fight, just give it to Christ. Surrender it to him. Just let him have it. The thing that you can't reason why just keep happening, keep happening. Surrender and give him his word. And declare what God says. Loves you. He loves you so much that he wants to let you know that his word is his name. To confess his word in your hearts. Let it pull you back in when the tide is in and the ship is shaking and you feel like you're about to drift away. Let his word pull you back in. When he was about to have the argument, when he was about to get to the flesh, allow that word to say, I'm going to love you for the relationship, guys. I'm going back. I'm going to have to split the word. Pull you back. You can't pull yourself back. The word pulls you back. Paul says, the word of God that can strain me. I was going to go out and start killing Christians, but when I seen his love, I can't kill Christians anymore. I only got to love God. His word holds us, moves us, and shapes us. Speaking through me right now. When you get to that mountain, it's me. Speak the word to you. It's like you remove mountains to you. You can make it out of Mobile. Lord, we don't make it through. It will make speak. He says, let there be your footstool. Put your feet on your rest. I'll take care of it too. Don't try to change nobody's will. You can't change somebody's will. You can't do it, man. That's where my marriage got healed, man. You just can't change me. I can't change me. I can pray the Holy Ghost. The waters that get into areas where your hands can't get into and do some healing and some reconstruction. But you know what the biggest reconstruction he want to do? Is your heart. Like when he sang that song last week, let him that thirst, thirst no more. You ain't gonna thirst no more. Lord, so just have a real conversation. Allow me to bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.